Hey guys, it is Wednesday and we are in Revelation 8 and 9 today. It is time for that seventh seal to be opened. And the seventh seal you will read today contains the horrible plagues of the seven trumpets, even worse than the six seals that were broken. Now, when the seventh seal was opened, you can just feel the anticipation here as it tells us that all of heaven awaits, totally quiet in heaven for like half an hour. Before the trumpets are released, we read that the saints in heaven cry out, "How much longer, God?" And Jesus, in response, casts fire from heaven, a heavenly altar to earth. And thunder and lightning and earthquakes follow. And then in verses 7 to 12 of Revelation 8, we see the first four trumpets sound. And during this time, a third of all earth's vegetation, all of earth, is scorched. A third of the sea loses the ability to sustain life. A third of the world's fresh water becomes poisonous to drink, and the sun and the moons and the moon and the stars are like rocked, and the whole lunar cycle is changed, and days are changed to be 16 hours long at this point in time, and a quarter of all of the people are killed. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? So it's just getting started. The last 3.5 years of the tribulation will be worse than the first 3.5 years. So with the fifth trumpet, demon locusts are sent by what it says is the fallen star. Now, Satan, according to the book of Isaiah, was called the star that had fallen to earth from the sky because of a prideful heart. Now, if you remember, in Isaiah, talks about Satan disobeying God, deciding he wanted to reject God in heaven. He was an angel and he took a third of the angels and were cast out of heaven. So God gives Satan here a key to the abyss, which is the bottomless pit. And the descriptions you'll see of these locusts are pretty terrifying. If you've never read Revelation before, you are opening yourself to a whole new world of what the Bible talks about, I know here. Now, the sixth trumpet, during that, when that trumpet blasts, a third of those who are left on earth are killed, which means there's only about half of the world's population still living. But ironically, the survivors continue on, not changing anything, refusing to turn to God or repent for their sins. So that is where we will stay with these chapters, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow.